Yehovim daf mem vov. Yeah, we just taught just less gemara again and daf mem hey on the base. Less gemara. The Mishnah says again v'chein linyan tuma. That what imat pedol of choytzitz. If you have this dough that's stuck on this pan, this kneading pan. So it says if you makpid, you want to take it off the pan, you don't want to stay there, is choytzitz. Then it's not considered part of the kli, and if the kli is tummy, that you have to put it into the mikvah, it's called the chatzitza. There's something there between the kli and the water that you can't be tabled it the way it is, but you have to first take it off. But if you want this piece of dough to stay on the kli, then we say it's considered part of the kli, and then you do not have to take it off. It's not called a chatzitza. That's what the Mishnah says. Is it doima? Why does the Mishnah say b'chein? The same halacha that applies to chometz applies to ches tumah. Are they exactly the same? I think Mor has a kasha. They're not exactly the same. How does the Mishnah say b'chein? What's the kasha? For the Gemara, Hosam b'shura talya milsa. Hey, by Pesach, we said it's tolly in the shear. The Moshul, if you have this dough stuck on the sides of the kli, we said it's tolly. If there's a kezayis there, it's not bottle. You have to be mevayirit. If it's less than a kezayis, it's bottle to the kli. Sehilchas Pesach tolly b'shura. Mashenkin hocha b'kpeda talya milsa. Behir b'hilchas tuma, if you want to be table this kli, it's totally this dough, whether you're makbid, that you don't want it to stay there, or whether you're not makbid, you want it to stay there. It doesn't make a difference how much dough you have, how big the shear is. So how does the Mishnah say v'chein? They both have the same dinim. They're two different shirim, two different sizes. One is totally in the kezayis and chatzi kezayis, and one is totally if the person is makbid or not makbid on it. And the Gemara, Amar Rav Yehuda, Eimo linyan ha-tumah eino kein. They say, Enechnami, Hilchas Tumah has different halachim than Hilchas Pesach. By Pesach, it's totally if there's the Kezayis or not, if you have a Chiyabir or not. Mashenk, if Hilchas Tumah, it's not totally in the Shir of the Kezayis, but rather it's totally if the person is Makbid or not. Omalei Abayis told Dr. Rav Yehuda, V'chein linyan tumah katoni. How could he change the Mishnah? The Mishnah says clearly v'chein. The same halacha applies to Hilchas Tumah. Just like you have the shear by Pesach, you have the shear by Hilchas Tumah. So that's the kasha, l'chur, the two different halachas. One's totally in the kizayis and chatzizayis, and one is totally if a person's makbid or not. So Gemara says, Elo Omer Abayim, Hochi Koma, this is what the Mishnah means to say. V'chein le'inyin tziruf tumah v'pesach. The shurim of Hilchas Pesach, of the kizayis, not a kizayis, has the same halacha by Hilchas Tumah linyan tziruf. What does tziruf mean? To put two things together. So Rashi says linyan tziruf tumah can meforish biyozel. To the Pesach tal yemilsa b'shuri. That if you have the Hilchas Tumah taking place on Pesach, then it's telling the same shear for bir chometz, whether you have the kizayis less than the kizayis. Ma'ashenkinu v'shar yemay sashana, the Gemara says, on the rest of the year, and echnami ika plukta, then there's a difference. That Hilchas Pesach is totally in the Kezayis and less than the Kezayis. But the rest of the year, Hilchas Tumah is totally if you're makbid or not makbid. Now the Gemara explains. Heichi dami, what are we talking about? Kegoin di iko pochus mikibet seuchlin. Heis, do you have in your hand a piece of food that's less than a beitza? So a food that's less than a beitza is not makabot tumah, like some sheet is, and for sure it can't be matama something else. V'nogu v'hai betzak. Now this piece of food that's less than a kezayis, less than a beitzam, touches this dough that's stuck onto the kli. So we say like this, the Pesach, if it's talking about on Chag HaPesach, the Yisur Rechoshiv, that since the Yisur, once you have a kezayis stuck on the side of the kli, we say there's a chiyuv beer, you have to get rid of it by Pesach, it's mitzaref. So we say then that this shear of a kezayis is not bottled to the kli, but rather is considered a betzak, a dough that you're going to take off, so it's considered still an eichel. Therefore, it's mustarif. It's like you have the chatzi beitza on top, and which is touching now this piece of a dough. So even though this dough is less than the kezayis, it's mustarif together because they both have a shem eichel on it. Even though you're not makbid, you let it stay there. But once it's the size of a beitza, or once it's the size of a kezayis, that on Pesach, because of the Yisr chometz, you have to get rid of it, we say it's not bottled to the kli, but rather still has a shem oichel, and therefore the two oichlim together come together, give you a shear of a kebetza, that it would be makabel tumah matama something else. Ma'ashen kein, b'shar yimay sashana, if you're not talking about on the Chag HaPesach, but the rest of the year, then we say, if you have your chatzi beitza of oichlim, that is touching this dough, that's stuck onto the pan of the kneading pan. Now it depends. It depends if the person is makbid, if he cares to leave it there or not. If he cares not to have it there, it bothers him, he doesn't want it to stay on the kli, it doesn't look nice, then it's tarif. Then we say it comes together with this chatzi beitz of food you have on top. Because since this dough, you're makbid, you don't want it to stay there, it still has a shem oichel, it's not bottled to the kli, because you have to take it away from there. So therefore it's still considered an oichel, therefore the two are tarif together. Let's say the rest of the year you want this piece of dough, no matter how big it is, you want it to stay in the kli, you want it to even starve because you want it to stay there, then the lochri is harei kareva. It's considered part of the kneading pan and is bottled the shame oichel, and it's not in starve. It will not be metama. You'd only have a pochus mikabetsa and there wouldn't be any tzirif. That's pshan na mishnah. For the Gemara, no, it's still no good. Maski v'lo rofa miketoni mitstarf. Does the Mishnah say Hilchos Tzirif that you want to put two foods together to give it a shame of a kibetza? Here it says choytzitz. Choytzitz means the Mishnah says clearly that the geit tefillah, if you have a kli that's tummy you want to put into the mikvah, the question could you be tabled the way it is with this piece of dough on it? Is that called a chatzitz or not? So Gemara says Elo Amar Rava. Rava says this is the pshat na Mishnah. V'chein lahalois tara la'areva. That our Mishnah means the same shear by Pesach, whether you have a kezayis or chatzizayis, negative, you have to be mevayir it on Pesach, the same shear matoli in Hilchas, lahalois tara l'arevim. If this areve, if this kneading pin is tummy, and you want to get a Torah now, it has the same shear. What does that mean? Heichidami, how are we talking? Could go in the itamu hacharevim, that this kneading pin became tummy. Uboyi liat buli v'pesach. And you want to be tabled now on Pesach to make it Torah? You want to put it into the mikvah throughout Chag HaPesach to make it Torah? So like this. The Yisurei Choshev, once you have a kezayis of this dough stuck to the side of the kli, so negeit tilchas Pesach, you have a chiyah to mevayir, but to get rid of it, is choytzit. We say it's not considered bottle to the kli, but rather it's considered the chatzitza, and therefore you're not allowed to be tabled the way it is. For loisal kolot tefillah, a male of tefillah does not help. Mashen kein v'shay, yemais hashona, the rest of the year. Bekpeda tal yemil, so the rest of the year is totally. If you're makbid or not, we say you makbid all of chatzitz. If you're makbid, no matter how small it is, even less than a kezayis, if you want to get rid of it, you don't want it to stay on the kli, it's not called part of the kli, therefore it's called the chatzitza. Mashen kein v'nroitza bekiumay, if somebody wants it to stay on the kli, you're happy the way it is, you don't want to take it off, so no matter how big it is, we consider as if it's bottled to the kli, it's a chelik of the kli. Therefore, reyu kareva, it's part of the areva, it's part of the kneading pan, and you could be tabled the way it is. It's not called a chatzitza, since it has a loch like it's bottled to the kli. For the Gemara, no, it's still no good. Maskiv lo rapopo still is the kasha. Mi ketoni v'chein linyan taira. Does the Mishnah say it all? The same halach of Ilchus Taira to make a kli tor. Holinyan tuma katoni. The Mishnah says clearly it's tolin Hilchus Tumas tolin. Elo amara papa. Therefore, papa says like this. Vechein leinyan lohoirid tuma learev enachanami. The Mishnah is talking about lohoirid tuma, to bring tuma onto this kneading pan. Now, heichidami, how are we talking about? Kagoyin denoga sheretz behind betzik. We're talking about you have this piece of dough stuck onto the kneading pan, and the sheretz now does not touch the kli itself, but rather the sheretz touches only this betzik, this piece of dough that's stuck onto the side of the kli. That's what the sheretz touch. So it depends now. If this dough is bottled to the kli, it's called part of the kli, so therefore it's considered as if the sheretz mamish touched the kli, and therefore the kli becomes tummy. But if you're going to tell me, no, this oichel, this dough is not bottled to the kli, therefore it's considered an oichel by itself, it's just so true. This betzek, this dough, becomes tummy. The sheretz touched his dough. But the dough and oichel cannot be metamekelim. So that's what the Mishnah means to say like this, the Gemara says. Pesach, on Pesach, the Yisuri Choshev, that once you have a kezayis there on the sides, you have to get rid of its choshev, I'll tell you chaitzitz. Then takitz chaitzitz, and therefore, v'loi nachto la tuma, the tuma doesn't go upon the kli. Because since on Pesach, you have to destroy, get rid of this kezayis of chametz, it's not considered bottle to the kli. If it's not considered bottle to the kli, when the sheretz touch this piece of dough, only the dough became tummy and not the kli. The rest of the year, the rest of the year is totally if he's makbid or not. We say like this: no matter how small the piece is, if the person is makbid, doesn't want to stay on the kli, it's not bottled to the kli, it's not called part of the kli. Therefore, we say, what if the sheretz touched it? It's not metam of the keli, it's only metam of this betzek and not the kli. Let's say somebody in the rest of the year, no matter how big this piece of dough is, but he wants it to stay on the kli, he wants the mavatle to the kli, so then it gets a shame like part of the kli. So now when the sheretz touches this part of dough, it's as if he touched the kli itself, is a reyu karevet, considered like the kneading pin itself, and therefore the kneading pin itself would become tummy. So that's what our Mishnah means to say. That v'chein linyan tumah, that hilchas tumah goes upon this kli, if the sheretz just touched the dough, when is the dough butted to the kli, it gets a shame like part of the kli. Yeah. Yeah, Mishnah says weiter, betzek hacherish. If you have a dough that's like deaf, it can't hear, we'll see what that means. Im yesh ki yotze boy shehechmitz harei ze oser. If you have another dough that you made at the same time you poured the water into this flour, you poured water into other flour, and the next dough already has simonim that it became chametz, like the dough started to rise and started to have cracks in it. So this first dough that you can't tell whether it's chametz or not, well, you also have to be afraid it already became chametz. Like Rashi says, betzek hachorish. To mean shein nikir im hechmitz im lav. By looking at it, you can't tell if this dough became chametz or not. Shemeshunahu, it's different. Kicheresh hazeh, like a deaf person. Sheyesh lo yoznayim, a deaf person has ears. Abaviyena nikir im shemeyim lav. You can't tell if he hears or not. The ein adam oimed abiruroi viadaitoi. So that's pshat here also. This dough, we cannot tell whether this dough is chametz or not. We know when we put the water into the dough, but we do not know if this dough became chametz or not. Yes, Rashi says, "Vaitam im yesh ki yotze boy shehechmitz." What does that mean? Im yesh iso acheres. We have another dough. Shenilusha b'shosa. You kneaded it. You put the water into the dough the same time as this one. Ukvarachmitza. And the second dough became chametz already. So that's a ray. Even though from this first dough, you can't tell any simonim that it's chametz, we say it is chametz. So the Gemara. What's going to mean if you don't have another dough? So you can't tell by another one. How long do you say if this dough waited, it had a water inside already, does it become chametz? The first one. Omer Abavu, Omer Rav Shimon ben Lakish, kedei sheyelach odem mimigdal nunya letzferyim. As long as it takes a person to walk from this place, migdal nunya, to Tveryim. So mil, how long is that? That's a mil. That's a mile like. The name a mil, let it say clearly a mil, and the Marhok Kamashmalon, this teaches us, this Yura the mil, Migdal Nunya v'Atveria. How long is a mil? That's how long it takes you to walk from Migdal Nunya to Tveria. Which usually we say that's 18 minutes. Omer Rabbi said more about it. Omer Bahu, Omer Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. Legevel, Oletfilo, Olenatilas Yodayim, Arvo Milim. For these three halachas, a person has to wait as long as it takes him to walk 4 milim, not 1 mil, but rather 4 mil. What's this first halacha? Legevel. Legevel means for somebody that needs, that makes dough. So Rashi explains, hamagvel isas acherim b'schar. If somebody was hired, like a baker, to bake a dough for you, to make dough for you. Ukli bal habayis tamayim. And the balabos's kelim that you are using is tummy. Is en normal, a balabos wants his isa, wants the dough to be tor. So locher is ad abo milun het richu chachomim lelech lemikva litfol kelof, that if you walk just 4 mil in front of you, you will find a mikva that you can be tovel your kelim, your like kneading pan, that today when you make the dough it will become tor. That's what you're supposed to do. Yeah, and then Rashi explains v'chem l'tfila by davening. That means in mahalach odem b'derech, somebody's on the road traveling. And it comes time at night, we're near night time, when he plans to rest for the night. All this spal and he wants to daven. Is im yesh beis kneset lefon of brochak arba milim, if on the road further down there will be a basic kneset where he could daven b'minyan within 4 mil, is herlich, he's supposed to go there mespalishom for lunchom and sleep in that place better, where he'll be able to daven with a minyan. But if the shul is more than 4 mil away, then you're not mechayiv to go. And vayta b'chein on the tilus shadayim, the same halacha for washing your hands, liachila, if you won't eat. Im osid lim tsoy mayim lefone b'dalad, milam hoylech l'shom v'noit l'syodach. Before somebody eats the bread, he has to wash his hands. So let's say he has no water here right now, but he knows further down the road, within 4 mil, there'll be some water. So he's mechuyiv to walk there 4 mil till he gets the water. That's this halacha that Omer Abavu, Omer Shim Ben Lokish, that's this halacha the Gemara says, Omer Abavu, Omer Shim Ben Lokish here, legevel, that's for this kneading, to betoivel the pen, or the tefillah for finding a minion, or the tefillah shadayim, and for washing your hands before you eat, is arba milin. That the Gemara Omer Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak, Aivoy Omro, Aivoy said it over. So they did not say it over in the name of Rabavua, but rather Aivoy said it. The Arbo Omabo, and he said four things, not only three. What was the fourth thing? V'chad minayil ibud. He said the fourth aloch was negay tilchus ibud. What's aloch ibud? So Rashi says, or the Gemara says, Ditnan. Rashi says, Umay ibud. Rashi says, Shir ibud shel or. Rach, how long does it take you to work over this light skin? Ha metamo kibosa, that has a din tumma to makabo tumma like meat. The Gemara Nova Reitiv in Chulin speaks out which type of a skin is called like the meat that could be makabo tumma. Is arbo milam hu levat le meteris bosar machmasi budai. If you work on it, the longer it takes you to walk 4 mil, that's called you worked over the skin, that it's not considered like meat anymore, it's more like leather now, and it won't be makabel tumah. So Mar says the Tanan, we learned, v'kulon she'ibdu oisho hilach behen kidei avoidis tohirim. All the skin that you work them over, kidei hilach behen, the people work on it, you worked on it. People walked over it. They avoid it. Is toirim. Chutz miyorodim. Chutz from the skin of a person. Now the kama k'day avoid. How long do you have to walk on it to give it a shame? K'day avoid. That's not called an oichel anymore. Amarab yanai k'day hilach abo milin. How people walk 4 mil. If you walk for the length of 4 mil over this skin, that makes it now it's more like leather. It's worked over and it's not called an oichel anymore. So Rashi says, "Shilach ben derech oirois l'shoyt chalif nedrisus ragli odim." How do you work over the skin of the animal? You put it on the floor, and people walk over it. V'zuit chilas ibudim. That's the way you start to work over the skin. Is derech? Yeah. Is so? If the shear of walking 4 mil, that's considered you worked over the skin that you are. That's till you worked over the skin, it's not mekabel tumah anymore, because it's not called an oichel, but rather it's considered a skin. So Mor says weiter, Omer Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina, Loishonu, who was only learned this halacha as Ela Lofonov. If somebody has to still walk further, he's traveling now, and he knows there's a shul or there's water in front of him, 4 mil, he has to continue his journey until he gets there and live and sleep there, where he could find a minion or where he could eat by washing his hands first. Avol Yachrov. Let's say he knows that in front of him, even 5 mil, there's no water there. Now, where is there water or where is there shul? Going backwards. So going backwards, you're not mechuyiv, you don't have to walk backwards. Because that's out of your way, like you want to travel further, you don't want to go backwards. Avol Yachrov, the Gemara says, Afilu mil ein echozer. Even if the shul or the water is only one mil in back of you, you do not have to go backwards. The Chachom were not machriach, you didn't bother you to go backwards, go out of your way. So Gemara says, Omer Rab Acho, Uminor, from this we learn out, Milhu diyein echozer. Only if that distance is a complete mil, then for that you do not have to go backwards. Abhapachas ni mil chozer. But if let's say there's a shul or there's water, which is less than a mil in back of you, then you do have to even walk backwards less than a mil in order to find a minion, or else in order to wash your hands before you eat. The Rashi says, Uminor. Mihod Rabbi Yosef Bechanina, Diyoma Behedya, Hafilu mil ein echozer, Davke mil komer, Hapachas mi mil chozer, less than a mil, Taka there, you do have to be chozer. Yeah, the Mishnah says weiter, Teitzad mafrishin chala betuma, biyomtif. Hey, son, yomtif, if you made the dough, and you want to take off chala, and we're talking about now the yomtif of Pesach, and you want to be mafrish chala, so usually there's no problem, because you take off chala when you have the dough before it became chametz, and right away you bake it first, so it's still a matzah, and then you give it to a kohen, and the kohen could eat it on Yom Tov. So therefore, you're allowed to bake the challah on Yom Tov. But here we're talking about where the challah is tumah, is tamei. If the challah is tamei, so a kohen is not allowed to eat challah tamei. So the challah is, you're not allowed to bake this challah, this dough, like on Yom Tov, because it's not called tzorcha Yom Tov. A kohen can't eat it. So what do you do with this dough? It's challah, and you can't let it rise become chametz because we're on Pesach. So what's the eight? So what do you do with this dough that it should not become chametz? Like Rashi says, Ketzad mafrishin challah betuma shenit tamah seisa. The dough became tummy. V'shuvein challah nitelas mimenu ruyin liachilas kohen. And now if you're going to take off challah that you're supposed to give to the kohen from this dough, the kohen cannot eat it because it's tameya. So Kate said, how do you take off the challah from such dough on Yom Tov Shapesach? You can't bake it now, since it's not ready to eat. And to wait till at night time to burn it, by night time for sure become chametz already. And you'll be over by your own by your I burn it right now on Yom Tov. The other reitzer is, go ahead and give it to dogs. Let the dog eat it right now. That's another reitzer. Like, before it became chametz, you have this dough, and true, it's tameya, so be mafresh challah, and right away burn it, or else give it to a dog to eat. So Rashi says, Yevsha, this is not a neitzer. Shein sorfim kodeshim biyontif. That's the klal. We don't burn kodeshim on yomtif. Some say it's also b'chal lois, that's b'chal malacha. That's not hutra on yomtif, but sorche kodeshim. So what do you do? So the Mishnah says, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Loi Tikra Lo Shein. Don't take off any challah. Don't call it challah yet from this dough. Hey, so far all you did was you put the water into the flour and you have a dough. And now let's say a sheretz touched it, so it's Mekabel Tuma. So he says, before you take off challah, don't take off any challah yet. No, first Ad Shet Ofa. First bake this dough. So b'shas you're baking it, you don't know which part of it will be challah, which part will not be. So every part really is roi teat. So therefore you have a right to bake the whole dough. And after you bake the whole dough, you make it into a matzah, now you take off a piece for challah. And the whole question is, you're not allowed to bake it. So here the pshat is, b'shas you baked it, you don't know which piece is challah. Every piece you could say, it's the piece that you're allowed to eat. The Rashi says, Rebbe Lezer Weimel Tikra L'Shem Challah. Until you first bake it first. Right now, before you call the shem challah, each piece by itself is roi to eat. You can take off a little bit from each piece. After you baked it, then if you want, you can take off one matzah of all of them. We'll see this in Gemara later, that when you put the different pieces of matzah or uadin bread into one basket, so the basket makes it all together like one shear to be mechayiv you in challah. And if you take off one piece, it helps for all the pieces in the basket. And the basket makes like one big bread. The lach is you have to take off challah. So later on, you put all the matzahs into one basket, and you take out one matzah, whatever shear you want, for challah. So that's the eitzah, that you should be able to bake this dough on Yom Tov Pesach, is that you don't take off challah till after you bake it. Ben Beseiru Oimer Tato Betzoinen. Ben Beseiru says another eitzah. He says, take this dough, and be mafresh challah right now, and let Tosis explain, it's not really machlokes. But Maseir is also masking to the other Eitzah. But he just said, this is an Eitzah, Lui Yitzuya, somebody did call it a challah. But it was still in the form of a dough. He took off a piece and said, Arezu challah. So what do you do with this now that you already called it challah? So the Eitzah is, Tatal B'tzoinen, throw it into cold water. And cold water makes it that it won't become chametz. And like, wait till after Yom Tov, and then you burn it. That's the Eitzah, according to Ben Maseir, like a B'dievetic Eitzah, if you already made it a challah. Like the bottom Toshe says, Tato B'tzayin Omeri, the Rabbi Elezev, Rabbi Yeshua, like Pligi Ab Ben B'seira. They don't argue on Ben B'seira. Shulei Toil HaTol B'tzayin. They also hold that this is an Eitzah, to put it into cold water. Ve'eichosh Yiro, Shekor, Lo Shem, Omer Ben Otam, Tato B'tzayin, Enachayin Esami, B'dievet. If somebody did take off this challah and called it a Shem challah, this is the Eitzah. The Eitzah is throw it into cold water. When it's in cold water, it won't let it become chametz. And at night time, you'll burn this dough. which is chala to meya. So since the kohen can't eat it, the etzer is to burn it. Just on Yom Tov, you're not allowed to burn it the way Rashi says. But after Yom Tov will be muta. But the question was, how do you let it stay until after Yom Tov will become chametz? So that's ben b'seiris etzer, tatzel b'tzein and put it into cold water. Amr Rabbi Yeshua, says no, another etzer. Amr Rabbi Yeshua, loy zehu chametz shemul zhorin olov b'bal yiroi b'bal yimotzi. Okay, so if Yeshua holds bichlal this dough, once you were mafrish and took a piece off a challah and it has a shem challah, there's no issa bal yiroa bal yimotzeh on this dough. Okay, so Torah only says it on lechoa, something that belongs to you, but here since this challah doesn't belong to you anymore, there's no issa bal yiroa bal yimotzeh. So therefore, make the dough and be mafrish challah, call it a shem challah, and just let it stay there. Well, the whole question is that you can't let it become chometz. You can have chometz in your rishus. If Yeshua holds no, this is not chometz that your muzer not to have in your rishus. Ela, he says, the Mishnah, mafrishosa, I'd rather do it the way you're supposed to do it, as soon as you make the dough, right away after the gilgul, after mixing up the water and the flour, take off some challah, or menichto, and leave it on the side, ad erev, until at night time, after yomtiv, and then you burn it. And if in between it becomes chometz from now until tonight, he holds sawat, he holds this is not chometz that your muzer alof. Like Rashi says, this is not considered yours. Once you called it challah, it's not considered the original Bailam, it's not the Yisrael's anymore. The Kruak Siv the Pasuk says, Shelecho Iyataroya. The Yisrael is, you can't see your own Chomet. Shelecho Iyataroya. Vizeh Eine Shelecho, and this Chomet now doesn't belong to you. Voloi Shachav Recha doesn't belong to the Kain either yet. The Akate Lemot Liyat Kain, because you weren't Mazaka to the Kain yet. It's just the fact that you said, Harezu Chala, doesn't make it that the Kain owns it. Like Mehech Tasty, which Kain am I going to give it to? And Avad is a Svar, the Kain doesn't want to be Zeicher, does not want to be Zeicher or own this piece of Chala. Because it's Ashton's, it's Chala Temeh on Pesach, you can't eat it, and it'll be over by your by your Motse. So the Kain doesn't want to be Kainer it. So before you give it to any Kain, the Kainer will not Kainer it. And don't come on to this. I mean, it's poshid. When you just said a reizu chala, that's not a kinyan. That's not you weren't zeichered yet to a kain. So no kain owns it yet. Therefore, the kahanim are not over by your by motze. Doesn't belong to them yet. The yisrael, the original owner, is not over by your by motze because it doesn't belong to him either. Once he said a reizu chala, it's like a special halacha now that it's not doesn't belong to him anymore. He's not allowed to eat it. He has to give it to a kain. So if Rabbi Yeshua holds, this is not chometz that the Torah gave an issa by your by motze. So therefore, Yeshua says, "As a poshut eitzah, may you have this dough. Very good. Take off a piece for challah, and just let it stay there till at night time. Even though it becomes chometz, and at night time we'll burn it. There's no problems." So in the Gemara, we'll see what the machloek is between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua is. Like we said before, Ben Beseir is really not arguing on anybody. That's an eitzah if you want to. If you don't want it to become chometz, just put it into cold water; it won't become chometz. But really the machlokes here is between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. That Rabbi Eliezer holds that this is chometz that you are muzur. You're not allowed to have this chometz, this chal in your rishus. And you'll be over by your own by your motzei. Therefore he has to have an eitzah. Don't make it chal right now. Don't be mafresh the dough, because then you'll have to let it stay at night time and it will become chometz, and you would be over by your own by your motzei. That's Rabbi Eliezer shita. And Rabbi Yeshua says, no, this is not the chometz that you're muzur. So, Mitzvah will see in the Gemara what the Machlokes is. So, the Gemara. Lema, let's say, like, what is this Machlokes Tolian? Lema, betoivis hanor kamiflagi. The Machlokes to Rabbi Eliezer, maybe Shu is the Machlokes toivis hanor. So, Rashi says, what's called toivis hanor? Some enjoyment, this little bit enjoyment that you get, that the Yisrael, the owner, gets from his challah. So, Rashi, dove muet. It's worth a little bit. The Tanya, we learned in the Gemara in Bechiris. Rishoi Yisrael Lema lechaveroi. One Yisroel could tell his friend, Helech Sela, I'll give you a dollar, V'tein kol trumos chol ben biti koin, and give all your truma to my daughter, to my daughter's son, that's a koin. V'hainu teivas anor, that's considered a little bit money that the Yisroel would get from another Yisroel that would give you money, almanas to give it to his friend, the koin, all your truma. Sheesh tol Yisroel b'chalazu, this is called a little bit bilis, a little bit ownership that the original owner, the original Yisrael has in his challah. even though the challah itself he has to give to a kohen, and he's not allowed to eat it. But since he has the right to receive some money, that somebody would give him some money for this challah to give it to his friend, the kohen, so since the Yisrael is allowed to take the money, that's considered like he has a bialus, he owns a little bit of this challah. That's where Rabbi Eliezer's svara. So Teivas HaNoah makes it that the Yisrael still owns the challah, and therefore this is chomesh that you would be over by your by your motzei. Therefore Rabbi Eliezer says that you can't call it challah, calls them on you didn't bake it. So Rashi says, little davar mu'at mi'ayvay shokayin b'shul shi'itnu lo'i. Is Rabbi Eliezer, so Rabbi Eliezer holds Teivas HaNoah moment, that this is a svara since the Yisrael, the Bailam could get money for it, it's considered like there's money here, like he has a bailus. For heavy hachal kri day, and therefore